Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Boston's 95.9 Texas Country, Willie Wednesday. Bob Cole's favorite Willie song. Well, I wouldn't go favorite. That's just the song.
It may be. No, I think it is.
The one you once sang at your funeral. I had it ready just in case, but we're good, right?
Yeah. Oh, you had it on standby.
Jimmy Carter is coming over 7:35. He'll be just waking up. Bob Cole joined us from his palatial home studio. I know it's not palatial. I'm just going to keep calling that. 47 degrees right now, headed for a high of 73. And allegedly, we're going to see some sunshine today. The big news is tomorrow, 48 the high, and some really chilly temperatures around Central Texas. So, Casey's been saying, a roller coaster of weather forecast. From the Prime Bank of Texas text line, probably should hit this. Nothing on the traffic report about the traffic lights being out in Hutto. So apparently in Hutto is 70, it says 70, Highway 79.
That's 79.
Yeah, traffic lights out, which that would make a big old mess this morning. Jimmy Carter, time for the entertainment report. And Jimmy, we do have Bob Cole with us this morning.
I was alerted to that. Excitement was running everywhere.
I know.
Knowing that. Are you okay, Bobo?
Let's go with the
Unfortunately, I don't
absolute
see
yes on that. Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear him?
Oh, he's not hearing
me. I can. I hear him now. Yes, he can speak. I was worried they removed your voice.
Yeah, I was worried about that, too.
He's okay.
No such luck for folks, I guess.
Did you watch the basketball game last night?
No, I'm sure Bob probably didn't know his own. Alabama whooped us.
I checked in on it twice, and, given the pain threshold that I was already experiencing, I didn't watch very long either time.
Yeah, I went to bed sometime, before it ended, but I kind of felt like it was going to go that way. Haven't gotten a report of how, they got there on Sunday. And they were killing time in Austin from Sunday night all day Monday and all day Tuesday. I thought they might be in trouble.
They be in Alabama?
Weird when
is that right?
Yeah.
They came straight
from Fayetteville on Saturday night.
Highly unusual, yeah.
Yeah, that's highly unusual. But, it would have been worse if when you're on the road, you had to go home from Fayetteville and then go Hampton and then get back on the road and go, so it would be just easier to come here and rest. I don't know where they practiced or anything, but they were there. I'll find out probably today. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, Monte, the Schnauzer, Giant Schnauzer, won. I know you were very concerned about that. And the
Springer Spaniel to win. That's what we had.
Oh, that's because you have a Springer Spaniel, right?
But, yeah, and it was the competition just ahead of the Schnauzer apparently winning. And it won by big numbers. It's just a beautiful, beautiful
dog. For best in show.
But everybody knows Schnauzers are beautiful.
Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the Giant Schnauzer.
Oh, Monty!
Yeah, I asked the question, too, what do they win? And so the Prime Bank of Texas text line said stud fees and a really happy dog. I wasn't sure if there's like big money involved in that. Clearly there is on some level.
Certainly prestige.
They end up on as many commercials as Matthew McConaughey eventually.
I'm telling you, though. I don't know. There a lot, maybe there's more than one kind of schnauzer. I didn't know there was a giant schnauzer.
Yeah, I didn't either.
They're very expensive dogs.
Yeah, I need to look up a picture of the winner.
I've had one for a little while when living in Fairhope, and cute. I mean, really, I got attached to it. It was really smart, and mind it. You know, was really great at following direction, which was good. Elon Musk, I don't know how many people got to see this yesterday, but Elon Musk did a little bit of an impromptu news conference with Trump in the Oval Office, and I've looked around and I haven't seen it, and I'm glad I didn't, but I figured that people were going to really focus on the child that was there, Elon's little boy. He had a upper respiratory issue during that news conference, and the stuff was boiling out of his nose.
Oh, no. I didn't see the pictures of it. I didn't see the stuff boiling out of his nose.
Oh,
but
my God. I was bent over saying, oh, my God, you know, will someone please go and wipe this child's nose?
Oh, no, yeah.
He's next to the president. I mean, he had a lot of boogers. And he just needed to wipe it or blow it or something. And I don't know how I kind of had to just quit looking.
It's real life. It happens to moms and dads every single day.
Oh, God, you know, but having in the Oval Office.
Musk, and a lot of people do criticize Elon Musk, and unfortunately or fortunately, I guess, depending on where you're sitting in the circle, but that's one of the criticisms, is he's a snotty-nosed brat. Well, I guess the apple don't fall far from the tree. I'm just stressing.
He's just so dang-gum smart. I mean, he's a brilliant person. And
he really
brilliant
is,
people
yeah.
don't suffer fools too much. And, I mean, I think the American people, if they're tuned in, and they may not be tuned in, you know, we're all listening to this stuff every day, and we're living on every word, but most people are not. They're not watching. Just look at the ratings for CNN or Fox or any of them. You know, you add them all up together, everybody all together wouldn't be more than 30 or 40 million total that watched the newscast of any kind yesterday. And I think that's a broad number, considering how many people we have living here. But, you know, it's just this thing, the stuff that he's finding is stuff that most people that were tuned in thought that was going on anyway. We had no idea it was going on at the level of thievery that they're discovering. And if they pass this continuing resolution, you know, to keep kicking the can down the road with the budget, all this waste discovered by that committee, Dodge, is going to be automatically funded. That's just how the system works. So the only way they can stop this stuff is to do individual bills to affect the agencies that are involved. So it is so complicated to try to save money with the government, as everybody is learning. They're finding trouble. They're finding big problems where, you know, well, the big ones, you know, like doing an LGBTQ play in Guatemala or something, that's important, but there's some downright thievery, you know, that's going on. Dead people who are 120 years old, according to Social Security, are getting paid, and there's a whole bunch of that. And I think most people would say, I don't really want my tax money, you know, going that way, but it's really hard to stop. You've got all these judges that are coming in there telling them, here's one judge. I mean, there's so many, there's a lot of stuff going on, more than any newscast can cover in a day. But one of the judges told them they needed to return some of the stuff back on some of the websites that were there, and it's just everything is being challenged in court, and it's, I don't know how the court's going to have time to do anything else. So it's going to be interesting to see where all this goes. But it's interesting to hear when they pick up some of these things and give you a 10-4 on what is happening at a lot of these agencies. And there's nothing more boring than having a discussion in the public about the USAID and what they spend money on exactly and all that stuff. People just go to sleep, you know, when that goes on. But our foreign aid in this country is $64 billion. That's only a 0.24% of the national income is $64 billion. So you're dealing in money that is so huge and a little bit hard for most people, I think, to understand. The Secretary of Defense, Pete, over in Germany and dealing with NATO, that may make some headlines today. He did pencil, well, I guess he signed it. They're changing the name back from, they're back to Fort Bragg from whatever it was called there, Camp Liberty or something.
They went to Fort Liberty. Yeah.
Can we go back to Fort Hood?
Well, that's what someone was asking. The problem with that, and same with Fort Benning, is the now name. Whatever it is, Moore or something, that the ones they've named it after are legitimate American heroes. And that would, I don't think you can go back. But what they did at Bragg is a generic name.
You're right. That's the issue. But at Fort Hood, you know, it's just, hey, Cavazos family, we're very sorry that things played out this way. This is just a random thought spurred on by oxycodone. But point being, what it has done is it's brought attention to General Cavazos' contributions. And in return, we're going to name the dining hall after him or something, you know, come up with an alternative.
I did think of that, too, is that they could take that
and
do something else and go back to the original names. But there's only so much fish they can fry at one point there. But they did jump at Fort Bragg. I think Secretary Pete, I think he was stationed there or something. And just at Fort Bragg is Fort Bragg, you know, so.
Well, the people that grew up and grew up around Fort Hood, that served at Fort Hood, that have lived around there, they don't call it Fort Cavazos. We still call it Fort Hood.
Yeah.
In my hometown, it's Fort Rucker and Fort Benning. It'll always be right. Fort Rucker and Fort Benning. And I don't know. I'm for changing them all back, but giving the people that they did the names to, give them some significant, make it name, let that name be the airfield. Or the, you know, or the something,
well,
you know. Something,
hey, let's learn from sports. It's Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium,
right?
But it's also Campbell Williams Field. It's the Joe Jamail Center. It's So you got plenty of things there within the campus, so to speak, to continue the honor. Just for a change, it won't be Home Depot, you know, which is good.
Yeah, and names are important in it. And that was very expensive to change those names to whatever they are now. Yeah. And it would be more expensive to change it back again. So I think they're all just kind of, you know, holding their breath. I think a lot of people, it would be very popular with a lot of people to change those names back to what the names they are familiar with.
But if I understand your point correctly, it was easy in this case because they changed it to a non-person. It was just Liberty.
Right, Liberty or something like that.
So Liberty, you can, but.
So they changed it. They didn't change it back to the Civil War dude. They changed it back honoring some guy named Bragg from New York or something. You know, so it would not be going back to honor a Civil War person.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's not even the original.
Joe Bragg or something from somewhere.
But a way to get the name in. Yeah, it's a slight
error. Pretty slick. Oh, where do we go from here? Let's do Rock and Roll Hall of Fame real quick. It's a cloudy, rainy day here, and a lot of people in America have bad weather today.
Same here.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame put in, this is the nominees, this time for them to vote and narrow down. Outkast, Phish, Billy Idol, Chubby Checker. They still didn't put in Chubby Checker. And they put up Joe Cocker again, who has never been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's happening in their world. In the country music world, it's about time, I think about 2 weeks or so, they will do the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I'm hearing this year, the best bet in the modern era category, that's once you have been a star for 20 years, I think they might either go with Shania Twain or Kenny Chesney. I think those two have the most juice. Clint Black would be an outside pick, and then after that, it could be Trisha Yearwood. But those are the ones that I hear, you know, that seem to have their politics right and in their position and that type of stuff. And then in the veteran category, which is highly controversial as far as I'm concerned and remains that way, they still have not put Mickey Gilley into the Country Music Hall of Fame, which to me is so wrong. He was so popular, and I can't, under any scale, you know, culturally with Gilly's Nightclub and the urban cowboy movement and all that stuff. He's way long ago should have been in.
I think it might have been the Texas thing. I followed that closely, and I'm sure you remember it just as well or better, Jimmy. Mickey Gilly every year would never win a CMA award, couldn't even really get nominated in the top five.
Right.
Over at the same time, the ACM, the Academy of Country Music, he was walking away with Male Vocalist, Entertainer of the Year. So it almost became like a we don't recognize him thing. And it's still that way. It's sad.
And Hank Jr. had a little bit of that going on, too.
Toby Keith, same thing.
But they finally put him in.
Oh, Hank and Toby brought that on their own sale.
Well, there's that.
Now, another person that's not in there that's really wrong is June Carter Cash, and I've had many a fight with people about that. The political one that they seem to be leaning toward, which would not be my choice, considering the other people that are available, is Roseanne Cash. If I was betting money, I would almost take a little 3-1, 5-1 that she's going to be the one to pick. Larry Gatlin is up for it. He's been playing politics right. Members of the Opry now and other stuff.
How about Asleep at the Wheel?
Asleep at the Wheel, of course. But, again, you've got so many people. They won't put John Denver in, which is crazy. I've suggested that they really just blow the minds of everybody, of someone who's not on the list, and put in the Eagles. The Eagles are more country than any country artist except for Zach Topp that's currently playing today. Look at the Eagles, what their body of work, and that and John Denver, that'd be a country-thon compared to what's considered a country right now. And they won't do it. It's politics. It's record company politics. You know, it's a lot of different things. People told me I haven't heard anybody diss the Eagles, but I don't think anybody has necessarily pushed it either. Vince Gill could push it, but it'd be self-serving, but he could push it. Larry Gatlin, Gatlin's had a crazy career. Crystal Gayle's not in there. She's become an Opry member in the last few years, kind of setting herself up to go in there at some point. Eddie Rabbit is not in there. I never could get anybody interested in him. When you die, it doesn't help. It doesn't help your career in this case. Eddie Rabbit was great. So I don't know. You just these political elections, particularly when they involve music and something, everybody's got their favorite. Back in a minute after this word from Jim Swertner.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with page two, here's Jim Acotta.
Did you see on Instagram yesterday, it came out, there were TV stars, movie stars, Jerry Seinfeld, everybody, all Steven Spielberg, all of them with their finger up in the air and a T-shirt on, all wearing the same thing about Kanye, the finger to Kanye.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he is. They even had Simon and Garfunkel together doing it. Well, that's a.
What is that? Not that the old Super Bowl hasn't been occurred and then put in the history books and locked up in the vault, but I read a story or a piece of a story in my elusiveness or lack of lucidity. Man, I am rambling. Even I know it. That some guy that was a dancer in the Hedrick.
Kendrick Lamar.
Hedy Lamar.
It's okay that you
made
don't
myself
know.
Laugh. No, I made myself laugh. Oh, only a few people remember Hedy Lamar, right? They made fun of her in Blazing Saddles. That's right. Yeah. That's right. But what was I saying? That's silly.
Anyway, some guy that ran the flag, ran the flag around.
A Palestinian flag. And
yeah, they didn't
his
do
punishment.
Anything to him. They talked to him and they banned him from NFL stadiums for life.
He can't go in an NFL. Well, he definitely can't dance anymore either. So, I mean, at an NFL event.
That was a weird deal.
Have they figured out how he got in? Was he a dancer?
He was a dancer.
Ah,
he was dressed
okay.
in the black.
Yeah,
he was one of the dancers.
He planned it.
So that tells me they didn't really go through the dancers too much.
Right.
So, I don't know. Okay. That's scary. There's a Michigan Senate race coming up, and right now Republican Mike Rogers is leading Pete Buttigieg, because somehow he lives in Michigan, by 6 points for that next election that's coming along. Mr. Pete. And then Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, oh boy, she has really been going after it. But Secretary, well, there's all kinds of news that she's making, but you have $12 million on a $200,000 salary in Congress. How is that possible? And she's running away from the camera on that one. This Doge thing is going to cover up all kinds of things that people do not want to get covered up. And it's going to be very interesting before it's over with. And then somehow if they don't stop it or do whatever. But be keeping watching this in mind. The Hamas, has been given a deadline of Saturday at noon, or the ceasefire is over, and they've already smart-mouthed and said, "Well, it's going to be Israel's fault or whatever." So, if they're calling Trump's bluff, Israel time or what, but I wouldn't be holding my breath.
Mistaken,
something won't happen.
He's reinstated that. Or he's brought that back up. I told you all hell will break loose if that thing breaks. So he's sticking by that. It's not the line in the sand that turned out to be nothing, maybe.
Yeah, so don't hold
it good.
And I don't think any of us want to see that happen, but, these hostages, it'd just be terrible. So anyway, Captain America, the big movie, comes out on Friday. Some people saw it last night. Brave New World, one person wrote, absolute blast, another one wrote, another one saying it's slightly empty, so we don't know, but Disney and Marvel really want that to be a success. And if you're trying to find things to stream, The Recruit Season 2 is doing very well. It's in first place on Netflix. Second place is The Night Agent Season, whatever it is, 2 or 3. And those are the two. And Bob, I don't know if you're streaming anything in your recovery or not.
He's streaming OxyContin right now.
Well, put it on MTV. Maybe you'll find something on there. The other night, David Letterman came out on the Jimmy Fallon show. That was interesting on Monday night. And he still got that kind of dumb-looking beard. But Paul Schaefer was there. He was running the band.
He came out with Paul Schaefer. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, the regular band for Fallon is working the Saturday Night Live special, which is going to have everybody on it. 3 hours in prime time on Sunday night on NBC. Eddie Murphy, everybody. I mean, literally. I don't know if I haven't seen Dan Aykroyd's name. He may be the only one, but surely even Dan will show up toward the end here. So,
is that the first appearance of David Letterman on his old show since he left?
Yeah, in that studio. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and Letterman, he's sort of been antsy about coming back about the last year. He's been showing up on YouTube on clip show highlights a lot, He's done a deal with some service where the reruns from the Letterman show are going to start running. And I don't know that he wants to get back in the nightly TV grind, but I think he wants to get back on the air.
A little Tom Brady syndrome?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, we still don't know if Travis Kelce's going to go back. He's very down. And a lot of, you know, all the rumors are that she broke up with him. And after the loss, which would be really terrible for her if she did that. But he did one or two podcasts and seemed like he was doing better, but we don't know if he's going to come back, you know, go through all that to come back next year. And then Aaron Rodgers, Jets pretty much told him they didn't want him back. So he may still go somewhere next year, but he won't be with the Jets.
Retire.
What was the story on him? He flew in to meet with him, and they just said, you probably shouldn't have come because we're just not going to.
You pretty much don't work here anymore. We're going in another direction, yeah.
Yeah, but the fact that he did that, some sports expert was opining, means I plan on playing another year.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. He might go to Nashville. Tennessee sucks so bad, and they're going to get a first-round draft choice quarterback probably, but having him as somebody, you know, Joe Namath did that. He went to the Los Angeles Rams, I think, for a year, you know, and I guess he gave somebody some schooling or something, but that may happen, may not.
I think Aaron Rodgers also wants a check. He's not broke, but as long as you can still kind of play, you kind of still want to do what you want to do. No one wants to tell us to hang your cleats up.
Isn't he a guy that, like, if he plays another year, the odds are he'll finally secure all of the stats that ensure Hall of Fame status?
Yeah, there's some records that go along with that. And yeah, I just don't think he wants to go out. You know, the last where he was any good at all, he ruptured his Achilles. And that's the last greatness that we remember. I just don't think he wants to go out as a dud, even if he's on an average team. I mean, New York, they were terrible. I mean,
boy, they were supposed to be something, right, though. But they were not.
Yeah. So
we'll see. But, yeah, he's still valuable to somebody, but he did not attend mini camp last year. He was in Egypt or something. I mean, he's not a great team player. You know, he's good for himself, but maybe not so much for the team.
He's one of those guys that after a play doesn't succeed. I notice that more this year than ever, I guess. Maybe because he's more under the microscope, maybe he's doing it more. But when everybody comes back to the huddle, he is chewing them out, you know, and he's unhappy. I just don't know how that engenders success. I mean, I guess in some environments, fear is a motivation.
Michael Jordan did it. Tom Brady did it. All the greats did it. Unfortunately, for Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have that the team around him, the ability to fall into line. But, yeah, go back and look at Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or some of the greats. I'm not trying to compare them, but Aaron Rodgers is pretty darn good. They demanded of their team, you know, no mediocrity. I mean, Michael Jordan would fight Steve Kerr. The nicest man ever.
You're describing Jimmy Carter, dude. This is how he treats us.
I'm telling you.
The flip side of that is he may be done. Not Jimmy Carter.
Have
Aaron
a lovely
Rodgers.
Wednesday, oh, everybody. God, no.
Jimmy, thank you.
Too, brother. Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Swertner Farm and Ranch, right? Do I have that correct?
You have that correct, Bob.
Yeah. That's also Capital Land and Livestock. You know, what a tremendous citizen he is of our state, our community, and our country, because he's the biggest seller of cattle in America. And thank God he's saying these days it's not chicken, because they got to kill all the chickens.
Oh.
Well, at least egg-laying
here. Poor chickens and the eggs.
Yep.
All right. 8:02 coming up. Lainey Wilson tickets. Going to get you qualified. Going to get you in on that show coming up September the 18th. Yes, that's still a ways away, but if you want tickets to the Moody Center in September to go see Lainey, hang tight.
KKMJ HD3 Austin K240.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.